Missouri Net News. I'm Bill Wise. Violent crime in St. Louis has brought the governor to the city to meet with Mayor Lyda Crewson and law enforcement leaders. Governor Parsons says leaders have been talking to each other weekly, but this is the first time most of them have sat at the same table together to deal with what he calls a crisis.
Where you can look each other in the eye and say, what commitment are you going to make to the violent crime in St. Louis, including me as governor? And that was one of the things we sat down at the table. We talked about manpower. We talked about strike forces. We talked about teaming up with the federal government, with ATF, with the U.S. Federal Prosecutor's Office, the Attorney General, and what we could do from the state level and what the city can do.
Parsons said everybody was at the table, but they weren't. St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell and the city's Chief Prosecutor Kim Gardner were not there and were not invited, says Crewson. They will be included in further planning, she says. Missouri lawmakers are back at the State House in Jefferson City for the constitutionally required veto session. While GOP Governor Mike Parsons vetoed six bills this year, Republican House Speaker Elijah Haar says he doesn't expect any veto overrides.
The House bills that were vetoed, we've talked to each one of the sponsors, and each of them have indicated they don't plan to offer theirs for a vote. And so I don't anticipate any overrides this session.
The governor vetoed legislation from Kansas City Democratic State Senator Jason Holmesman that would have allowed outdoor Viking funerals. Holmesman's bill would have allowed funeral directors to perform cremations at an outdoor human cremation facility. Governor Parsons has concerns about health and safety issues. A Missouri-based nonprofit will send volunteers to the Bahamas to provide health care and to help with rebuilding efforts after the islands were devastated by Hurricane Dorian. Missouri Net's Ryan Hart has more.
Global First Responders, founded in 2010 by Columbia physician Adam Beckett, will send doctors and construction workers by way of prop plane to the devastated island of Great Abaco, which was directly hit on September 1st. They are accepting donations through their website, globalfirstresponders.org. For Missouri Net, I'm Ryan Hart.
College of the Ozarks in Branson will be holding a special ceremony to remember the lives of those who died in the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. The public is invited and encouraged to attend. That ceremony will begin at 9 a.m. this morning. The Democratic leader of the Missouri House says the threat of gun violence looms over each Missourian daily, and she's reiterating her call for GOP Governor Mike Parsons to add the gun violence issue to this week's special session. House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid.
If preventing more Missouri children from being murdered isn't worthy of a special session, then calling one to enable a few people to dodge paying their full share of taxes cannot be logically or morally defendable.
The governor opposes adding the gun violence issue to the special session. He's pledging to send Missouri State Troopers to St. Louis within the next 30 days. And the United States Geological Survey, USGS, says an overnight earthquake occurred near eastern Missouri's Bonterre. That trembler had a magnitude of 2.6 and a depth of 7.6 kilometers. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.